11:16 SEN. It's time for the Scheisser Files.
De Boer, quick hand pass away. Well done, his our new boy, Mzungu. Oh, he kicks it, gets it down. What's up?
That is complete Scheisser.
The Scheisser Files.
Looks like he's hurt the inside of his bottom side of the foot, the top side. He's pointing everywhere at the moment, so he's in a little bit of pain.
That is complete Scheisser.
The Scheisser Files.
How difficult is it to stay away from home, but here being, you know, away, for protracted periods of time, 10 months or so? Is there always a pull back to up north?
Oh, I'm lucky. I'm from Lara. So 10 minutes down the road.
Wow, I know. That is complete Scheisser.
The Scheisser Files.
Past seven, and on our SEN match preview for Cromage and Melbourne's number one solar hot water supplier to the building trade, it's time to welcome your host for the Scheisser Files, Cameron Mooney.
Come on down. Thank you very much, Anthony. We'll get straight into it with Jared Healy, one of our fellow members at Fox Footy, making up a new word during the Port Eagles game during the weekend.
Well, Hearn's got it this time as he goes down the middle.
He does. Oh, but there's an element of danger about that, even though it was as short as
creative, though. This is really inventive stuff out of the back half.
High risk.
Talk about inventive. He's got away with it, Shuey, with a good tackle break.
Again.
Didn't get dobbed in by someone, did he, Hutto?
No, not at all.
No, of course not. Sandy
it's
Roberts.
It's amazing you can text and commentate at the same time.
The great man, Sandy Roberts, gets a bit confused at three-quarter time with the Dogs and Saints game.
It is three-quarter time. The biggest comeback from half-time is 52 points. Are the Saints going to break that? Because they're coming back from 49.
Absolute gold sandals. Miss Universe Australia. Now, this is her advice for young girls. Now, we missed this one last week, so apologies.
And it's hard because people,
can we go back and do that one again? That is gold.
Let me just what?
That is gold.
Go again. Insert my brain.
And it's hard because
oh, poor girl. We've all had those blanks.
Yeah, nah.
All right, BP. Yeah, forgets where he's calling the Port Eagles game last Sunday.
Massive kick out from Shannon Hearn. It's gone right into the middle of Etihad Stadium, but taken quickly here by Hobbs. Gives it away. Kick inside forward 50 is wide.
He gets around a bit. You can forgive that one.
He does get around a lot. Great man. Now, Gazy, during the week, the ultimate quiz master.
Buzz is ready. Who is Dave Hughes' older brother? No, sorry.
What?
Dave Hughes.
Dave Hughes'
David
brother?
Hussey.
How's he going?
Just let me put my glass back on. Who is Dave Hussey's older brother?
Oh, my God. Did let go of a bit of a snort there as well, did it? Ah, fantastic. Now, Ro, I don't know if you're a big fan of the Wonder Years growing up.
Oh, yeah. No.
You would have been,
Kevin and Kevin
well,
Arnold.
Growing up, I was a massive
Winnie Cooper.
I was a massive Wonder Years fan. And this is what happened on the weekend.
Got some good and bad news, Fred. Shane Savage down here. Looks like he's got the red vest on, so he had a fantastic poker face, but I thought he was okay. So he's been red vested.
I said, don't say Fred.
What about red vested? I didn't know that was a verb.
Yeah,
either.
No, I was happy with red vested.
We're going to go with that from now on, red vested.
Now, Ox got this, got his important days mixed up when calling last weekend.
Off Shuey, and Shuey wraps him up like a Mother's Day Christmas present.
Can we just have that again, please?
Off Shuey, and Shuey wraps him up like a Mother's Day Christmas present.
Now, this is the Giants-Hawks game. This is Ox calling Mummy when he was going for a goal.
Gets it about 70. They're going to fly. Up they go, Big Mummy punches it down. Mitchell's there, Canelio, good work. Oh. Over the top, Mummy! 40 out! Mummy misses to the left. That would have brought the house down.
Now, great Tarzan impersonation, but this is the real Tarzan. Now, this is Ox and Tarzan.
Can we play them together?
Oh!
love him.
He just needs to crank it up a bit, Ox. He doesn't get excited enough.
It would just be handy if it's when he actually kicks the goal.
Now, Peter Badasto.
Yeah, did you get that one, boys?
Zusto. On the run home last night, obviously out of touch with the current Blues list.
You know, when we get the hopefully the four or five good ones back, Simo and Jamo and a couple of others, Henderson and Garlett, well, you know, it might change a little bit.
I don't think Garlett's going to come back.
I was just thinking Lance Whitnall could make a huge difference.
Yeah, huge.
Sticks would be fantastic down there right now. Now, our man, Matty G, talking about Barnaby Joyce during the week, just got a little bit mixed up. Oh, and this is today, actually, sorry, the footy fix.
Every other country's bagging us now because we've told Johnny Depp take his dogs home or be putting them down.
Yeah, Barnaby French. You would have thought...
You know what? I heard that and I thought it was Ox and I didn't bat an eyelid, but I can't believe Matty G did that.
Just thinking about the old... Oh,
am I allowed to say that Barnaby French would make a better fist of that job than Barnaby Joyce?
Yes, you can say that very much.
Okay,
right.
I just did.
Last week's
very
winner,
well.
Moons.
All right, last week. This is last week's winner.
I think the decision, the process, like from a pure football situation, on the decision that he made, the situation, the position on the field, the opposition player, where he was situated, where the ball was, where the angle he was coming from. I can understand entirely from a football perspective how that was. Would have had very little malice and was all about trying to come back and win the ball and defend.
You can understand.
That is fantastic.
You can understand from a football perspective, just not from an English perspective.
Now, I honestly thought that should have been our clubhouse leader. But unfortunately, yours truly is still in the lead with this one.
He's 2 foot nothing, and we saw him take on Big Sandilands and then bring him down as well. Look, he's a fantastic young kid, has a crack, he's got great skills, good decision maker, and he's a good gymnasium.
Gymnast. Magnificent.
Thank you very much.